Romans 12 and verse 18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Verse 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we're looking at our topic of supporters of good. As we look around today, we know there is much evil, and that is an understatement. We look at our world and we see violence, we see death, we see disease, we see the lives of the innocent being taken in various forms, and we see our leadership growing more and more wicked, it seems, by the day. As Christians, we must strive to be those who are supporting good and not evil, those who are upholding righteousness and not the wicked way. And we must be those who are beacons of light, following the path and following the commandments of God. Consider with me 1 Timothy 6 and verse 11. Here the Bible says, but you, O man of God, flee these things, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. 1 Timothy 6 verse 11. The Christian must strive with all their heart to be faithful to God all of their days. We know this is not an easy task, for we find in Revelation 2 and verse 10 that a person who remains faithful unto death will receive a crown of life. But as you think about pursuing these things, you notice here in 1 Timothy 6 verse 11, he says, but you, O man of God, doesn't mean a male person, but the person of God. He says, flee these things, that is, all these wicked things he has mentioned previously. But he is encouraged to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. We must be those who are striving to be supporters of good. You'll notice in Romans chapter 1, the last verse, verse 32, Paul says, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, talking about those of the homosexual lifestyle. He says, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. So it's not just, even if we're not involved in a sinful action, if we approve of it and lend our aid in some form, we are showing approval of it, and we are therefore just as guilty of those as those who are involved in it. For instance, we may not be living a homosexual lifestyle, but if we vote and cast our mark in favor of homosexual agendas, then we are in favor of it, and we are opposed to God. As we strive to live a Christian life, let us be one of those who are striving to live a life that's pleasing to God. And we cannot do that if we are supporting evil. Let us refresh our minds and go back to the Word of God and be those who are following God's command and supporting things that are good, supporting righteousness, supporting God's Word, and rejecting every false way. Thank you for listening.